Brazil got a new environment minister this month. Carlos Mink has the right credentials. He's a founder of Brazil's Green Party. But he's got a tough job. That's because, as we hear from the world's Alex Galifant, balancing the demands of environmentalists with the demands of Brazil's booming economy is tricky business.
It's not difficult to find people with opinions about the Amazon rainforest.
The Amazon is a service provider.
The Amazon is not a collection of trees.
Cultural diversity of indigenous peoples.
It is owned by Brazil, and it will be
a vast biological library.
But there's at least one fact that's hard to dispute.
If you were to go into the Amazon and say, I want to buy that tract of land there, and it had forest on it, you would pay about five times less than if it were cleared.
20 years of experience has taught ecologist Dan Nepstad some hard truths about doing business in the Amazon.
The forest is seen as an impediment. You use it as an initial harvest of timber that you sell off, and then you cut down and burn the rest.
The cleared forest is used for cattle pastures or for vast fields of soybeans. And the world likes soybeans.
I mean, soybeans have been the real story of the last half century in agriculture. There's been a 14-fold increase in soybean production, whereas grain production has increased only threefold.
That's Lester Brown, president of the Earth Policy Institute, an environmental nonprofit based in Washington. He says the global market can't get enough of the protein found in soybeans.
That protein meal is used throughout the world now. It has become standard use in China, in Europe, in Brazil, in the United States, in all poultry, livestock, and fish rations.
The recent surge in world food prices only makes legal soy production and cattle ranching more attractive. And that ties in with Brazil's ambitious economic agenda, based in part on a boom in commodity exports. But the rainforest breeds illegal activity too. A police convoy rumbles along a dirt track in the Brazilian state of Pará. This is Operation Arc of Fire, a federal effort to combat deforestation in the Amazon. Convoys like this one seize illegally logged wood and issue millions of dollars in fines. But the penalties are rarely paid. The sheer scale of the rainforest makes enforcement nigh impossible. Sergio Ravani leads the police effort.
Olha, o Pará é um estado gigantesco. Ele tem 1,300,000 quilômetros quadrados.
Pará is a giant state of 1.3 million square kilometers, he says. That's about 500,000 square miles, or an area a little smaller than Alaska. Ravani adds, we only have 4 local police stations, so our resources are limited. Bottom line, cutting down the forest is a surefire way to turn a profit, whether you're a criminal or a legitimate business. So it's hard to make this argument, that the Amazon rainforest could generate more money if the trees were left standing. But that's the argument that some say has to be made if the forest is to be preserved. Because, says Brazil's Minister for Strategic Affairs, Roberto Mangabeira Unger,
the Amazon is not a collection of trees. It is, in the first instance, a group of people, of 25 million Brazilians.
People doesn't cut and doesn't deforestation because they are stupid. They deforestate because they need to survive.
Eduardo Braga is the governor of Amazonas State in Brazil. He's trying to change the paradigm of deforestation. The theory is that if people don't need to cut down trees to make money, they won't. The trick is coming up with a policy to match. The Hotel Tropical is Manaus at its wealthiest. Manaus is the capital city of Brazil's Amazonas state, and in many ways, the Tropical feels like the capital of Manaus. Virgilio Viana sits near an ornamental waterfall. He's a smart-suited, Harvard-educated former academic, and he's the chief architect of Governor Braga's grand plan to make forests more valuable standing than cut.
There are basically two approaches. One is to increase the value of forest products.
Things like Amazonian fruits, tropical fish.
Natural oils, organic fibers.
Anything and everything that can be produced in a sustainable way. Make more money from those sustainable products and you reduce the need to cut down trees. The second approach, Viana says, is to increase the value of environmental services.
And by this I mean carbon, water, biodiversity, things that forests produce but are not tangible in a way. You cannot put them in a bag and sell them in the market.
These intangibles are enjoyed by people far beyond the borders of Brazil. Carbon that stays locked up in the rainforest trees is carbon not released into the atmosphere. Rainfall regulated by the Amazon is crucial to agriculture elsewhere. And who knows what treasures lie hidden in the rainforest's rich store of biodiversity. Governor Braga argues the value of all those services can't be ignored.
If we don't reward for that, it will be impossible to compete against soybean and to compete against the other economic effects that deforestate the nature.
So Amazonas State has set up a program called Bolsa Floresta, which translates as Forest Exchange. As this TV ad explains, the idea is to compensate legal forest landowners for not cutting down their trees. Virgilio Viana.
The first component is a direct payment of 50 reais, something like $35 per family per month.
To qualify for that, families attend courses on environmental awareness and commit to zero deforestation. Other components include larger payments to communities to invest in education and sustainable development. But the scheme has its critics. Some say the payments are too small. Others claim the Bolsa Floresta has been imposed from above without consultation, a charge Virgilio Viana denies.
We have a number of rules, and these rules were all discussed in the communities with a very, very strong participation.
In any case, the Bolsa Floresta is in its early days, and it only exists in Amazonas State. Problem is, that's not where the worst deforestation is occurring. Other Brazilian states, like Mato Grosso, are seeing rates of deforestation that, according to the Brazilian government, have left a full quarter of the country's rainforest either cut or severely degraded. Large-scale schemes will require large-scale financing, and not just from Brazil. One international program that's attracting attention is RED, short for Reducing Emissions from Deforestation and Forest Degradation. It's a carbon trading scheme that would allow countries to offset their own carbon emissions against carbon stored in the standing rainforest. Dan Nepstad at the Woods Hole Research Center.
If we bundle into the price of carbon payments to the traditional guardians of the forest, indigenous people, rubber tappers, etc., and let's say double their income, which is small, but let's double it. If we build into the price of carbon greater enforcement capacity by the government and an expanding system of protected areas, parks, etc., and we build into this price as well compensation to those legal landholders who've set aside portions of their property, what we come up with is a price of a couple dollars per ton of carbon, which compares to market prices, which tend to hover around $20 per ton of carbon.
Put another way, Nepstad claims that preserving the rainforest is a cheap way of reducing global carbon emissions.
It's not unreasonable to think that we could lower 10% of global emissions in the next 10 to 15 years. That's the best deal going.
The idea is gaining traction in the environmental community. But Amazonas Governor Eduardo Braga says over the years he's gotten used to the talk. What he wants now is action.
After some years, I start to ask, show me the money, show me the money, because everyone wants to talk and wants to shake hands, take pictures, but just a few wants to really to make a difference.
He's not the only Brazilian leader saying that. John Briscoe is the World Bank's Brazil director.
If you speak to any of the governors, they say we've had delegations from Europe, from the United States, through here endlessly, saying the forest has value, preserve the forest. It's for the good of mankind. And then they say, well, will you help us? Yes, we'll help you. How much? We'll give you $1 million a week. Things that are really not even a drop in the bucket.
Briscoe says that the world has to walk the talk on preserving rainforests. And that's not happening. Not yet, at least. For the World, I'm Alex Galifant, Manaus, Brazil.
See and hear more about Alex's trip to Brazil at theworld.org. Check out the Into the Amazon page.